Hey, welcome to Two Lacquered Ladies, the podcast about nail polish and nail art by the ladies who stream it. I'm Stephanie, aka Fanaticure on every social media platform that matters. I'm an unprofessional nail artist, and I like to make fan art on my nails.
Howdy, my name is Danny, and you can find me as Danny Shout online. I'm a science educator by day and a nail art hobbyist by night. On stream, I like to create scenes with themes on my nails.
Well, welcome back, everybody.
Well, hi there.
Well, hi there. Whew, boy, everybody, we are having a time over here. Welcome back to Two Lacquered Ladies. Fun fact, this should be the first episode that is edited not by me.
Woo!
So if it sounds terrible, then blame me. But no, I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. But Danny, how have you been?
I've been pretty good. Thank you to our new editor. I'm very excited to see how all this goes. Mm-hmm. It's been a little crazy because, in case you didn't know, this was my last week in a classroom. And that was weird. It was wild. I have been showered with love. So much love for my students. Like, I have cried so much this week while just like children surrounded me. It was pretty beautiful moments. You know what I mean? Like, just every single student I had a connection with, and like, they obviously cared about me more than I thought for some of them, which was really special. And Aww. They've been really mature about it. They're like, we're sad to see you go, but we're so excited for you. And this is what's best for your family and stuff like that. And it's just like, wow, like they're going to be all right. You know what I mean? That tells me that they're going to be all right. And this was by far like one of the best classes I've ever had. And of course, they're the ones that I have to leave mid-semester. But yeah, I'm starting a new job on Monday. We're recording this Sunday. So I'll give you guys an update next episode how it's going. But it's a work from home position, which is, I've wanted this since the pandemic. And quarantine was great for me. Everyone else went crazy and I was just happy as a clam.
Mm-hmm. Can't confirm
I'm
went
really
crazy.
Excited. Yeah, I was good. I was like, this is fine. This is great. So I am expecting to be a lot better mental health-wise, physical health-wise, keeping up with my house-wise, and I get to spend the day with my doggies by my side, like, nothing's going to be better, I think. So I'm trying to tamper my expectations, because I know it's going to have cons, as every job does, but compared to the stress of being in a physical classroom at a school where things were not going well in a lot of different ways, and not the kids' fault. And I told the kids that. I was like, I would never leave just because of y'all. Like, are you teenagers and are you terrible sometimes? Yes, of course.
Are you awful?
Are you awful? Yes, you're children. That's what you do. And I knew that coming into this job. So if it was just the kids, absolutely not. I would stay forever. It was a lot of other things, mostly from other adults. And, you know, I think that's true for a lot of teachers leaving the profession. But yeah, I'm not technically leaving the profession. I'm going to be teaching high school online, but I'm not going to be teaching freshmen, which is very exciting. I'm going to be teaching older kids. Therefore, I'm not teaching a state-tested subject. I'm so excited about that because the stress of having your whole value as a professional rest on the shoulders of children taking a test they don't care about is just insanely stressful. And I don't have to do that anymore. And I'm so excited. So I'm going to be teaching aquatic science. And I've already met some of the other teachers who teach it, and they call themselves the Water Wizards. Like, hello.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
These are my people. I'm so excited. But yeah, so that's what I've been doing. Now I have like, I tried to leave. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm
fine.
Just
did like the Hillary
today.
Hair flip.
The Hillary. I've been touching my hair a lot today. It's feeling the Hillary vibes.
Yeah.
I tried to leave a lot in my classroom, like for the next teacher, because I don't need it in my house. And I still managed to bring home, I don't know, 15 boxes worth of like,
oh my God,
stuff. And I'm like, what do I do with all of this? Oh no.
Teachers always have so much stuff. Like, I actually let my sister teaches in a nearby school district and has like a townhouse, not like a house with like a big mm-hmm. garage. So I let her keep her stuff that she needed to store in my garage instead of getting a storage unit, which I felt very good about.
That's so nice of you because it's so much, just so much stuff when
yeah.
you teach.
Well, like, I really value my community, so it's nice to help a local teacher and then double helping my sister. And then we don't need all that space. And honestly, she cleared a big empty space in the garage, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, once her stuff was out, it was like, hey, we have room for activities.
See, that's the trick, right? She came and got it later. You got to be careful about the people who never come and get it.
That's happened to me. And it was just like 3 years later, it was like, can we
talk about this?
Yeah. Can we move along, please?
Yeah. I was in that classroom for 7 full years. This would have been the 8th year in that classroom, 9th year at that school, 10th year in education. So I have accumulated. There should be a hoarder's like teacher edition for when they have to move out of their classroom, because it's insane. Every time I moved something, there would be another like stockpile of like something. I'm like, no, why did I do this?
Moving is like body horror for a structure.
Yeah, it really is. It's just gutting it, just pulling more and more out.
Like, how is there more?
How many highlighters does one person need?
You need tons so that you can replace the ones that you lose in the crevices of the classroom. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So my last day with a majority of the kids was Halloween, which was really fun because that Friday was like just for kids who needed to come for like extra tutoring and stuff. So there wasn't very many kids and it was just a half day. But that was nice to say goodbye to the staff and everything else. But yeah, Halloween with the kids was really fun. I was trying to keep the morning normal. I was like, okay, let's rein it in until like at least lunchtime and then we can go crazy. No, 8:05, they were going crazy. And that's okay. That's what it is. But we ended up watching a movie and then I let the kids bring their Switch and they wanted me to play with them. So I played Mario Kart for the first time in like a decade. That was very bad, but it was fun. So yeah.
That's very How was sweet. Your Halloween? My Halloween was pretty good. It was quite involved. So a bit before Halloween came up, my husband and I were talking about my favorite Halloween movie of all time, possibly my husband's as well. It's called Murder Party. It came out in 2007. There's a 2022 one that is not the same, which is completely different. We watched it in the Discord.
Yeah.
We talked about it last episode, but I actually cut it all because it was just kind of like long and rambly. And I was like, whatever, we're just getting rid of it. But yeah, basically it's a guy who finds a invitation to a murder party. It says murder party, you're invited. And he's like, I don't know who put this here, but I am going to go to this.
Yeah.
And so he makes himself within a couple of hours, a very elaborate cardboard costume, and it basically is the Black Knight from Monty Python's Holy Grail. Mm-hmm. Is like actually what the design is, but his is just cardboard, and I think he makes it out of a box of D&D books because like
because it just says books on the side,
D-books.
Which I loved.
Yeah. So yeah, my husband was like, oh, I'd really like to wear that for Halloween, but we don't have time, do we? And I was like, we have time, because we'll that was like a few weeks ago. So yeah, for the week before Halloween, because we had a party on that Saturday, I think I started on Wednesday making this costume, and I will link a picture to some of the pieces. My husband's a little bit private, so it'll just be some of the pieces of the costume in the description. But yeah, I made this costume, and I'm so proud of it. It was difficult and not difficult. Like, it was a lot to do.
Yeah.
And it was the second time I made cardboard armor. And the first time I kind of just was like, how is this on my body? I guess I'll cut it that way. And this time I like looked at the picture. I drew a pattern. I measured my husband. I was so much measuring. And yeah, I'm not sure I've ever made such a spot on costume. Like we might have.
It is spot on.
Thank you. We might have the best replica out there. In the movie, it does get covered in blood. We did not cover it in blood, but I think for the next time we will, because I do feel like it was a bit plain and we'll cover it in blood. So I spent a long time making that costume. And for my costume, I was like, I really want to be another character in the movie who walks around and pretends he knows big words. And someday I will perhaps make that costume. But I was Bromsey again, of course. And my husband and I went to a Halloween party that was full of, for lack of a better term, normal people. people who are not inherently total weirdos and people who are not desensitized to everything that I'm doing, who don't know what to expect from me. So it was pretty great because his costume was kind of a showstopper. And he entered the party and I was a bit behind him. And I could hear, as we were going upstairs, I could hear people go, "Whoa, what's such a cool costume? Oh, did you make that?" And he goes, "Oh no, my wife made it. She's like, come up the stairs right now." And so like literally every single eye at this party was like into the place where I was going to enter. Yeah. And for those of you who are not familiar with my Bromsey, my Broms Heelshire from the boy costume, it is a mask that looks like a porcelain doll, a fake beard, my hair is curled, and my large lady chest, larger than most lady chests even, is covered in very realistic chest hair.
It's chef's kiss.
It is my first pinned post on my Instagram. Very easy to find. And so I walked in and the room just went silent. Like there was still music.
They weren't ready.
They thought I was going to come in with probably some sort of other cardboard thing or be a dragon or something. I don't know what they were expecting, but they were not expecting that. And only two people asked me what I was.
One of them, which is a shame.
I know, right? One of them was my friend who has like seen pictures of it and was like, okay, I've seen you in this, but like, what is this? And then another one actually, like I told him who I was and he was like, oh yeah, I know that character. And I was like, oh, cool. But like I had conversations, long conversations about how I constructed Husbando's, you know, whole outfit and stuff. And then they would like end and it'd be like that time where you would expect someone to be like, and what's your costume? And they were just like, well, anyway, thanks.
They're like, nope.
Nope. I don't want to know what you are. And I was just like, part of me was disappointed because nobody wanted to engage with me.
Yeah.
And the other part of me just really felt proud of myself for clearly being the biggest weirdo there.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Clearly.
Not, you won two trophies, right? You won best costume for Husbando's construction, that amazing costume, and biggest weirdo.
We got second in the costume contest. And let me tell you, we were robbed.
Yeah.
I like, because number one was a store-bought Beetlejuice costume.
Oh, and no.
They were bad. Like he looked okay. And I don't want to, no shade to this man. He didn't vote for himself. You weren't allowed to. Other people voted for him. It was a cute costume. But like, there were other costumes that I wish had beat us. Someone was going to beat us.
Yeah.
It was the cutest Roger Rabbit. Oh my God, my heart. Aww. It was so cute. Well, I voted for the costume I made because I wasn't allowed to vote for myself, but I was allowed to vote for Husbando. I was like, hey, am I allowed? I built that, but am I allowed to vote?
I built that. For a costume contest, you should have to make the costume.
Or at least put like...
At least, like, add to it, right? Like, maybe you do a really amazing, like, makeup job or something like that. Okay, yeah, I can go with that. But, like, yeah, just, like, a store-bought costume? No.
Yeah.
Come on.
It was disappointing, but, you know, it was fine. I was still happy to... I'm not trying to be like, I just got second place. I got second place!
No, that's awesome.
It was nice. But yeah, I did get number one weirdo at the party. That it was so weird that people were afraid to discuss my costume.
That's how you know you're winning. That's how you know you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
I was pretty proud of my Halloween costume. It's so lame. I was an English teacher.
What?!
So I went on Amazon and I found I just looked up like silly English teacher shirts or funny English teacher shirts. And it was a shirt with a witch on it. And it said, let's eat kids. And then it said, let's eat, comma, kids. And then it said, punctuation saves lives. So hilarious. So I wore that with a cardigan.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find a mug that said like, teaching is my superpower or one of those. I hate those mugs. So I don't own one. I was just wondering if someone had one and they didn't. But yeah, that was my costume. And then the math teacher, I gave her one of my science t-shirts to wear. So she was the science teacher. It's just really funny because I am the last person who should try to teach English language arts. Sometimes the kids will ask me for help and I'll just look at it and be like, me no speak that. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I thought I was clever and comfortable all day, which was nice.
I think that's very, very cute.
I think it was cute. The kids thought it was funny. Some of them didn't get it. They were like, you never wear cardigans. Why are you wearing a cardigan today? And I was like, I'm an English teacher. It's part of the uniform. And then they're like, oh. Halloween night was very boring because I was so exhausted from like all the emotions with the kids, you know?
Yeah.
We just passed out on the couch. We did not do anything. We did watch a few episodes of an anime called Chainsaw Man, and it is buck wild. I think I like it. I'm pretty sure I like it. But if you enjoy gore and just buck wild plot lines, it's the anime for you. I don't know what the heck's going on.
Sorry, brief tangent time. But there's been like a TikTok going around where mm-hmm. this lady shames people for being into horror. Because she's like, who wants to see all that blood and guts and gore? And if you invite me over to your house and you want to watch one of those things, like, I don't want to be there with you. And all of the replies have been problematic in a different way. And I'm just like, everybody's wrong. I hate you.
Everybody's
all.
Wrong. Right. Because normally I do not like gore and all that kind of stuff. But if your plot line is crazy and interesting enough, like Murder Party 2007.
Yeah.
Then I can stand it. I'll be like, all right, go ahead and squeeze your ketchup packets and I'll follow along.
Yeah. Husbando's similar. His favorite genre is not horror in any way, shape, or form. But yeah, there's some things that he's just like, yeah, I can handle this. This is interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to be interesting enough. Because like gore for gore's sake, I'm just not into. So
yeah, neither am I. So we're... I think a lot of people do tend to like the horror movies that I'm into. Because I'm not the kind of person who's like afraid to say I like horror movies. Because
mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of people who like horror movies. But they're worried that if they say it, it's going to be like, oh, so you like... Saw, so you like slasher movies.
Exactly. And what I worry about. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, there's some of those in those genres that I like, mm-hmm. but yeah, I'm not afraid to be like, oh, well, that's not really my genre.
Yeah.
Most of my favorite horror movies have almost zero blood in them, actually. Mm-hmm. Hubs and I were thinking of ordering minis that were horror themed. And he's like, what kind of horror themed minis would you want? And like, all I could come up with was either stuff that was like funny, like mm-hmm. a funny turnaround of something else. Or Five Nights at Freddy's animatronics, because I think that those kind of things are really fun and cool.
Yeah.
But I was like, all my favorite horror movies, they're like Paranormal Activity. That's just people, man.
Yeah. It's just people.
Just people. There's people being scared.
Yeah. You've really opened my eyes, because I was always, you know, oh, I don't like horror, therefore I don't like any horror, because I didn't really understand that there are... a range of different things. So we've yeah. watched a couple movies where I'm like, really? This is in the horror category? So it is interesting. I'm glad to be discovering my taste in these things that I never would have been brave enough by myself. But movie nights with the chat making fun of everything and just, yeah. you know, it's nice to take a break from the movie and see what chat's doing if it's getting too bloody.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Having a group to watch with. Is a thing, is definitely a deal. But speaking of the group, now she doesn't watch the movies with us usually. Perhaps someday mm-hmm. that will change. But it's Lynn Rewatch, everybody.
We mention her every
your
podcast.
Latest Lynn Re news.
We mention her every episode, and for good reason. She's always up to something.
Always up to something.
Her latest shenanigan is her new nail shape. I don't know if it has an official name. I think she's calling it the cat head nail shape, mm-hmm. where it is just a giant divot in the middle of her nails. I believe she used a Dremel tool and just right at the yeah. middle of her nail. And it's fabulous. She hates them. She wants to file them down to a normal shape sooner rather than later. But she has a few more nail art ideas to get out first. And I'm loving it. It's so funny seeing people's reactions. It's basically how people reacted to your lipstick nails.
Absolutely. And the first time I had the lipstick nails, I really loved wearing them. They were a mm-hmm. nice thing to wear. The second time I tried them, I didn't love wearing them as much. And I don't know why that was. But I think that Lindery's are legit cute. They do look like cats.
They do. And you can do so many interesting nail art ideas. So the latest one I watched, she did a bunch of different Patrick stars with them as his little legs poking down. So cute. So keep it up, Lynnery. We're cheering for you. We are on team weird nail shape. I love to yeah. see it.
Please try to not injure yourself. But yeah. It is entertaining when you do injure yourself. So, you know, you're an adult. You can make your own decisions. Just, you know, on the record, I'm telling you. Don't injure yourself for our entertainment, but off the record.
That just reminds me of like the beer commercials where it's like, drink, drink, women, drink, drink, you know, fast cars. Please drink responsibly.
Yes! Absolutely. Look, we're all adults here. And if you're not an adult, then stop being here. Don't be dangerous to yourself or others. I think this should go without saying, but I'll say it. Even though we joke about these things. But seriously, Lenry, you are next level.
Mm-hmm.
Love watching all the weird crap you do.
Speaking of weird crap, Orly, what is this? What is this color pass that we got recently? So for those who are just catching up, Orly color pass has been kind of elemental themed so far this year. We had like a earth collection. We had like an air collection. The Orly breathable line did like a volcano themed, which was really cool. And everybody liked that. And so we were kind of expecting fire, but instead we got ski resort.
Yeah, it's like water, air, earth, skiing.
yeah, like, hello? I thought, how are we gonna master all four elements?
What's your favorite ski bender?
What? I've never been skiing. My husband has, and he really enjoyed it, and he'd like to go again. And I told him flat out, I will not ski, but I will happily sit in the resort drinking cocoa and watch you be out in the cold, because I'm not going to fall down on my face in the snow that many times and say I had fun. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, skiing's quite dangerous. So yeah. That's a no for me, dog.
But the collection's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it's one of those collections where it's like you see it, or I saw it, and everybody in my chat, I was more positive on it than mm-hmm. pretty much everybody in the chat. And I think that's because I have the experience of the Sad Clown collection,
yeah,
aka the Pop collection, where posthumously, basically, it became like one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah.
Even used as intended, even for Sad Clowns, even for pop art. I was proven wrong about the collection. And so I really like the box. The box is matte.
Oh, yeah. It's a great box.
It's quite lovely. And all of the polishes, save for one that looks bad to me in the bottle, but looks fine on the nail, which is the, what's the glitter?
There's two glitters. The silver one is Double Diamond. And then the kind of rose gold one is called Twinkling Lights.
Yeah, so Double Diamond is more like, I would describe it as like a white foil.
Yeah.
It's pretty full coverage. I wouldn't say you can't use it as a topper, but I would say it's one of those toppers that you're going to see a very clear line where you stopped applying it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like when you put on like an iridescent, like a full coverage iridescent over something. Like, I don't really like how that looks just because I don't know.
Yeah, Orly suggests you use it as a topper on their little nail art card that came with this collection, and it's just kind of completely covers up the colors underneath, and it's like, okay, why?
Okay. Like also the nail art was absolutely, like, if you look at the nail art on the back, maybe I'll share a picture of it, but if you look at it, they're like just 1, 2, 3, but they don't explain what you do or what polishes to use, and I'm like, look, I can look at a nail art and usually be like, especially if I have all the polishes with me, usually be like, I know what they did. But I actually kind of don't know what they did. So this is not enough.
Yeah, no, there's no words. It's literally just three pictures of like a press-on nail and you have to guess. So looking at the pictures, it looks like they do a vertical ombre of the dark to light blue. The blue in the middle has to just be like some dry brushing of the two colors, because there is no medium blue in this collection, so I don't know what else that would be. Then they applied Double Diamond, the like whitish silver foil, sporadically. It's like a little heavier on the tip of the nail and a little more sparse at the top of the nail, so I guess they dry brushed that on as well. And then the third picture is they applied the other glitter, which is definitely not a topper. I swatched them and like, it's not a topper. But again, I think they dry brushed it more on the top of the nail, more sparsely on the bottom of the nail. And it just kind of completely covered the blue and made, in my opinion, a not very nice looking nail.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. Like, it's like, yeah, you could do this nail art, but why would you?
Why would you?
Have you had this time? Maybe yeah. I should do it on stream just to be like...
I was kind of thinking of doing it on stream just to see, like, does this look better in person? I hope so, because why would they put this on the box? Then again, I don't really know where they get the nail art for these boxes from. I guess from early swatchers, because this one is by nail.knowhow. No shade to them.
Yeah.
They were doing what they could.
You're featured on Orly's box, we're not.
Yeah. So, kind of interesting. It was. We were all expecting fire, and we got a ski resort with two nudes. I would count both of these as nudes. One is a little
Absolutely.
Bit more pink, but they're two nude creams, so...
I great love for the nail nudes.
Art. Yeah.
Yeah, great for nail art. I used one I didn't mention in my Halloween section, but I did a nail art of Wendy from The Shining, and I stretched her cigarette ash over every other one of my nails. Very
Those
proud of
great.
That look. Thank you. Because, yeah, if you're familiar with The Shining and Wendy's cigarette ash, it's kind of a meme. You can just, if look up Wendy's cigarette ash and you will understand
yeah.
what we're talking about.
Who knows what's holding it on, but it is it is impressive how steady her hand is, I guess.
The theory crafters are like, this is just showing how close to like the breaking point she is. And I'm like, okay, sure, Jan.
Sure, Jan.
It probably is. I mean, Stanley Kubrick was ridiculous, but mostly it's just hysterical. It's just hilarious to look at. And you're just like, why?
Please tap that. Please,
please tap that. Tap that. But yeah, I did use, it's called Snow Bunny. Mm-hmm. I did use that. I love the nudes. I think that they're great. But they're boring and they're not fire. And I was so excited to see this interpretation of winter fire.
Yeah.
I kind of want to brainstorm about how would you do a winter fire collection?
Well, let me look up that breathable collection that Light My Campfire came in.
Yes, I was thinking the exact same thing. Because that was a combo fall-winter.
Right. What was the name of that collection?
In the Spirit, I believe.
Yeah. So it was rich metallics. Like, you know, it was setting a scene of a campground with a little fire, Light My Campfire. But it has this deep, beautiful red, crayon barely believe it, another gorgeous shade. And then this like really dark gray purple, like, but really dark. Oh, it's gorgeous. A dark green. It was very much like a winter nature feeling. And so I'd love to see, I know it's kind of a dark theme, but like a wildfire collection, you know, of all the different color, the darkness of the forest and the smoke. And then you have the bright of the fire and the shadows it casts and stuff. You could do a lot with that. I think it would be really cool. So,
yeah,
a little disappointed.
The idea that I have, because I'm pretty much right there with you with like a nighttime fire. It could be a nighttime like woods bonfire if we didn't want to be like forest fire.
Yeah, no, I don't want like death and destruction. I just want fire at nighttime.
How about this? Donner party. No. Orly, when are you going to release the Donner party collection?
Donner party color pass when? Anyway.
Yeah, when? It's a red for the blood. This is if I had a nail polish company.
Oh, but yeah, man.
I would want like a metallic orange or something similar, like Light My Campfire. I also think that a red would be obviously beautiful and serve purposes of going with fire. And also red is just one of those classic winter shades that you want to have. Yeah. Of course, there's like reds for every season. But I really think that a red for the holidays is like the red, like the best red. And what I would love to see would be an opalescent white shimmer that kind of leans towards an orange.
Hmm.
Kind of like a solar unicorn skin, but not the solar unicorn skin over white. So it'd have to be a different color. It'd have to be a blue, I believe, because, usually those colors will show differently on white or black. They'll be like the opposite of each other. I would really want to try to encapsulate the shine of fire off of the ice.
Yeah.
I think that would be,
gorgeous.
Yeah. Thank you. I agree.
Even like a slightly off-white, kind of more of a like a really, really light gray. Because if it is at nighttime, you know, it's going to be like a little bit darker. And that would make that orange pop. Oh, that'd be gorgeous.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm so glad you're here with me on this.
I am.
But yeah, like, I think I would want something really dark for like a night sky. Mm-hmm. So probably not pure black because they have plenty of blacks. Unless they make a one coat black. Because Orly has zero, other than the Kelly Marissa black that came in the haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have any one coaters.
Yeah.
And they've released quite a few blacks, especially in the breathable line. Mm-hmm. They have like two or three in the breathable line. And it's like, I don't understand. Why are these all exactly the same polish?
Mm-hmm.
And not different. So either a one coat black, but better yet, maybe like a very dark purple, a very dark blue.
Yeah.
Very dark gray.
Yeah, my vote would be for a very dark gray, because very dark gray with a bright red, chef's kiss. I absolutely love that combo. I'd want to see a brown. Mm-hmm. I'd be fine with like a brown cream or something, you know, for the forest part of it and just like kind of tying in that natural color scheme. But a brown with like a slight shimmer in it would be cool too. Especially, ooh, is this real? Does this exist? A black shimmer?
Yeah.
A brown with a black shimmer? I think that'd be cool.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
I just had an idea. There came unto me a thought, as I like to say, which is not what you all think it means. I'm quoting an episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000. I'm going to share the link in the description here because my husband and I quote this constantly. And it's so dumb. And you probably won't even understand it. But watch it. If you love me, you'll watch it. But anyway, the point is, what about a crackle polish?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely. 100%. So a traditional black crackle, or what are you thinking?
I think a black crackle would work perfectly.
Yeah.
But a brown crackle would also mm-hmm. work.
So if you have the black in the collection with the brown crackle over it, instant tree bark. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then you put red on it. Hello, forest fire. Yeah. Except not dangerous for some reason.
In this fantasy. The forest needs to refresh. All the things people say about forest fires. It's spring cleaning, I guess. I have no idea.
Yeah. No, I love this. Well, because that would work for a bonfire too. The log you throw on the fire and then, yeah.
Put red behind it. That. Put the red metallic behind it.
Yeah.
And then I actually kind of want to put a red metallic now behind, or an orange. Maybe light my campfire, or a mix of light my campfire and Cran Barely Believe It behind like a black crackle.
I'm going to look up real quick. Does anyone anywhere make a brown crackle nail polish?
That is a good question.
Probably not. So Orly, this is your chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some brown crackle nail polishes. They're just from brands I've never heard of before, but they do exist, and most of them seem to be like more metallic. So has Orly ever made a crackle?
I'm not in like modern times for sure.
Okay. Orly, bring it back. It's time.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Well, we want, I think we crackle. Designed a beautiful collection.
I do.
Well, I think that would be a beautiful collection. Orly, call us anytime. Other things going on this month. Apparently, we're just skipping the holidays for polish pickup and just doing nostalgic toys for some reason.
Yeah, you point that out right now. And I know I thought about it when it first happened, but then I was kind of like, it was bingo and I just had to go. But what the heck?
Yeah. Like, normally, this is when we'd get basically the holiday themed polishes, because with PPU, you know, it takes a month to ship out. So kind of a weird choice. I wasn't mad about it. There were some really fun polishes. We got to see a brand that was new to us that was super cute, called Baby Girl Polish. Mm-hmm. And they did a Rubik's Cube theme and they nailed it. And it was only $10. I would love to see it.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Their logo is adorable. The mm-hmm. name is adorable. But yeah, I'm one of the only people I know who bought the Baby Girl, although they had 100 cap and it sold out. So that's no skin off Baby Girl's nose.
Yeah, no, I'm very happy to see a new brand do so well. I did not end up getting it, not because I didn't want it, but because I have a white Crelli addiction. And I already mm-hmm. have several polishes very similar looking. So next time, hopefully, I will be able to get the baby girl, whatever it may be.
Yeah, like I have one called Picasso Moth, which I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. If you watched my Midsummer video, it's the one that I renamed Ruby Rotter. And they look very similar.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of like looking at it like, should I not? Because I do feel like there is a very real chance that having that polish is going to dilute the amount I use either of those polishes.
Yeah.
But whatever, YOLO, I wanted to support this brand. So I got that. And then Danny and I both got the Danny Viana.
Yes. It was based off of Tamagotchi, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's so cute. By Danny Viana, it nails it every freaking time. It's amazing.
Yeah, that one was so cute. And that was also a white Crelly.
Yes.
But it was hexes instead of squares. And they were kind of like pastel, neon pastel.
Yeah, it was very different from the other Crellies I have in my collection, so I could justify it.
Yeah, same here. I don't have anything like that. And I love Tamagotchis, so I was super excited to get that one. And then for me, I just got the Nostalgic Toy stamping plate because it mm-hmm. is so extra. I love it so much. But yeah, Danny bought another polish.
Yeah, I got two other polishes. I got the Beau Revs Castle Grayskull because I do mm-hmm. love Skeletor memes. In fact, one of my friends, one of my very close friends, made me a Skeletor like picture montage that says live, laugh, love, but it's all Skeletor, and I adore it. So I had to get that. Also, it's a cool polish. And the other one I got is Phoenix Applejack. Even though it doesn't really look like the pony, it's a really cool looking polish. In fact, I got it because it reminds me of my white whale polish, which is Amidala, and it looks almost exactly like it. So I'm thinking Queen Amidala, but it's labeled Applejack, which is my favorite pony. So to me, it's a win-win.
Yeah, there was a lot of pony confusion.
Yeah.
A lot of pony confusion.
There's so many generations.
I'm not a pony expert.
Yeah, I cannot claim to be either, but I am a pony fan of only one of the generations. So because there's so many different versions of the same toys, it can get a little confusing there.
Yeah, and there was a lot of polishes that like people kind of felt like didn't really encapsulate the pony.
Yeah, it's hard because so many of these toys, like the Sky Dancer one, I was so excited that they had the Sky Dancer, but it was the pink Sky Dancer and I had the dolphin blue Sky Dancer. So depending on what version of a toy you have, the polishes were a hit or miss, but I love to see these kinds of themes. I think these are really fun. It's nice to see kind of force the creators to be specific in their inspiration. We talked about that last time a little bit. It's just good to see polishes that more represent something rather than just being generic pretty polishes, because you can find those anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it was really fun seeing what favorite toys they made. Unfortunately, none of the polishes of my favorite toys actually made me go like, yes, this is what I want. Because I had a lot of favorite toys, but of the ones represented, of the mainstream chain toys, I would say, mine was Polly Pocket. I love me a Polly Pocket. There were tons of Polly Pockets. And it was funny because everybody else who knew Polly Pocket seemed to like be familiar with this one green case.
Mm.
And I was not familiar with that case.
Yeah.
Off the top
the seashell
of my head.
One, I think. Yeah. I didn't have that one either.
Yeah, so I was more of like a light purple or a pink. So I was happy to see them, but none of them were, for me, were like, oh yeah, that's Polly Pocket. So that was kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah, not as much variety as I was hoping for. There was a lot of repeats on Furbies, Tamagotchis, and Polly Pockets. There's a couple different ones in there, but no Skip-Its, no Play-Doh, which I thought was kind of weird. I feel like Play-Doh is a nice classic toy, but I don't know.
Play-Doh would be a fun one to do like bar glitters with because it could be like those like hair Play-Dohs.
Exactly. Like all the weird Play-Doh shapes. Oh, that'd be fun just to do a glitter bomb of just like the weirdest shape glitter that you can find.
Absolutely. Lots of troll polish. And there was a lot of troll doll hate in the chat.
Yeah. Including me. Sorry. I just never liked them.
I understand. They're not pretty to look at. Like, I was really into them. And then also, I had this video that I would rent a million times. Like, usually I just buy a video, but I think this one was like one of those things that, like, I didn't even know where I would buy it, which was like Sing Along with the Trolls, and they were like puppets.
Mm.
And yeah, I was like very into that. What I learned from that is that trolleys come from acorns. That's how trolleys are born. I learned that. That was one of the songs.
Okay. Well, good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. So avoid, if you don't want a troll doll in your life, avoid acorns.
Avoid acorns. Now you know.
The more you know. All right. Well, we are going to oil our cutes. And when we come back, we are going to be answering an audience question from Polished Mess. So stay tuned. All right, we are back. We are moisturized. We are in our lane. We are thriving. And we have a question from Ashley, aka Polished Mess. Danny, you want to read that question for us?
Sure. Would you rather have to make a nail polish collection that you couldn't name the polish or explain your inspiration / theme for, but you get to swatch and show it off? Or would you rather make a collection, but you couldn't have it yourself and couldn't tell anyone it was you who made it, but everyone gets to enjoy the polish and knows the inspiration and theme?
Yes.
Would you rathers? This is a good one.
Yeah. I mean, I know my answer. As soon as I read this, I was like, I absolutely know my answer. Well, first off, there's a good chance that if I made a collection based off of something that I want to make a collection off of, no one would need to be told I made it.
It's true. If you ever see a boy 2016 collection, there's only one person.
There's really only one person. And then a Suspiria one, you got to be a little sus that it is me. But yeah, I would very much rather not have people know that I made stuff. I mean, I like credit, obviously. And in this kind of attention economy, I want people to come back and see the work that I do and appreciate me and all that stuff. But I am not really interested in making or honestly sometimes even receiving a polish that isn't themed in some way to some, you know, and I really hate it when we've talked about last episode and I talk about all the time. I hate it when I'm in a collab that's supposed to be heavily themed and like the polish doesn't fit the theme, or you can tell they made the polish beforehand. Mm-hmm. You can tell that they didn't like make it with the theme in mind. So do I want to put out something that I don't have creative control over? That would do nothing for me.
Right.
It wouldn't be fun for me in any way, shape, or form. I would much rather just have the fun, do the thing, and then not take the credit for it. Even having the polishes isn't as important to me as expressing myself, if that makes sense. I have so many polishes and I can't think of a polish that I would make that I couldn't find at least a kind of dupe of in my collection.
Yeah.
Something that would work pretty much as well. That kind of like feeds into my mixed feelings about polish collecting because, you know, I do have such a big collection and it's not even half as big as a lot of very serious collectors are. A lot of people have like 5,000 polishes and they still buy a lot every month. Mm-hmm. I think I've probably bought, okay, I'm not going to say how many I've bought because it is a ridiculous amount since I have the Orly Color Pass, but like,
yeah,
I pretty much cut down buying new polishes other than the Orly Color Pass to like 2 or 3 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So like I have really slowed down, but yeah, I would want to make the polish and the theme, make them go together because it's at a certain point in polish collecting, unless a breakthrough happens in the hobby, in the techniques and in less techniques and more just like in the formulas.
Yeah.
It's all the same. So what do you have besides theme?
Exactly. No, I 100% agree because it would be really nice to just, even if you couldn't have it yourself, to know that there is a collection of polishes out there based on something you love that you got to make. You know what I mean? And yeah, the secret behind it and seeing how many people figure it out would be really, really fun. At the same time, what if you love something that nobody cares about and you care about it? Then I can totally see that first would you rather, like where you get to own the polishes and secretly know what they should be called and stuff like that. I think that would be fun too, but ultimately I agree with you. I would rather see that Secret of Nim collection have the proper names and the proper descriptions and the exact formula I like, and just everybody has to just like quietly figure out that it's me.
Yeah.
Then have, you know, polishes that I could probably dupe and give a better name.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I can make my own damn curated collection. Sorry, I said damn. Yes. I said it again. I can make my own curated collection, and I enjoy that. I do it for fun. But yeah, I don't want to be Holo Taco. I don't want to have a nail polish brand.
Yeah.
To just like make more nail polish that somebody else could make, even if I'm doing it excellently, because a lot of people are doing it excellently.
There's a lot of great brands out there. Yeah, I don't have the creative capacity, I guess, to like come up with a new collection even every quarter. Like that's so much. I'd rather just make a one perfect collection and put it out in the world and just watch it be loved or hated. That's fun too.
Yeah. And you bring up like, what if nobody knows what your collection is based off of? That's my whole life, baby.
Yeah.
No one ever knows.
Exactly.
But if they do, it's because of me.
Yeah. I would have never known that The Boy 2016 or Murder Party exists without you.
Exactly. You've fallen into my trap. This is why I do what I do. It's so I actually have a group of people to talk to about the things that I like because nobody else knows them.
Yes. And you know, there is a secret upside to that second one where you make the collection, but nobody knows it was you, is that then the criticism can never be directed at you. You just be like, yeah, that polish maker, they were silly.
That was, yeah, she was the most problematic choice. Thing that you love. Your most problematic fave, and you just wash your hands of it.
Yep. Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Yes. Oh, speaking of curated collections, I did want to mention that Topic Tuesday is back. Zudzy Manicures, thank you so much for hosting that. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And she likes to do the last topic of the month as a curated collection. And this one will be favorite fall movie. And I don't know what I want to pick. I don't know if I'm going to go with Over the Garden Wall, which isn't a movie, but like, you know, we can make it work.
I guess sure I should what I make do. One. I guess I should Topic Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Over the Garden Wall would be very fun.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it would be like probably either Murder Party or The Wicker Man.
Yes. That'd be good.
Oh, I love The Wicker Man. My videos would be like Midsummer Collection and The Wicker Man Collection. And it's like, Stephanie, do you do anything but folk horror? And I'm like, I promise.
No, we're just doing folk horror right now.
We're just doing folk horror. I'm in my folk horror era and it's going to last my whole life.
Exactly.
All of my eras have lasted my whole life.
It's not a phase, Mom.
It isn't. Yeah, so how exciting it would be fun to do a Murder Party collection. Oh my god, if yes. I did a Murder Party collection, I might actually even bust out a futurism.
Yeah. Which one?
Futurism. Probably Fluidity for Lexi.
Yeah,
for her little like silver outfit that she's wearing.
Yeah, you could use one of the new Orleys too, because this one from Chalet Getaway, that is a nice cardboard color.
It there is a nice cardboard color.
With a red topper?
You're absolutely right.
Perfect.
If anyone's going for that like cardboard duct tape warehouse blood vibe.
Oh, the duct tape came in this collection too. There you go. That's what this double diamond. Yeah. That's what this is for. This is duct tape for your cardboard. Perfect. Thank you, Orly.
Thank you for the Murder Party collection that you gave us. You're out the blood, but it's okay. We'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. They've sent us plenty of blood before, so.
Yeah, that's true. I do have a lot of blood from Orly. All right. Well, I think that is enough for today. Danny, why don't you take us out?
Thank you all so much for listening. Please check out our YouTube channel and leave a comment with your favorite moment, a story to share, and of course, any questions you'd like us to answer in future episodes.
Be sure to check out Danny and I on Twitch, Instagram, and YouTube. I am Fanatic here. She is Danny Shout. All of our links are in the description. Join us next time when we design another posh collection based on another natural disaster.
Stay lacquered.